January 5th. Decisions are vexing, but there's an answer. Today's reading comes from Genesis 8 through 9, Matthew chapter 7, verses 12 all the way through chapter 8, verse 34, and Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Finding the right path to take in life is an ongoing challenge. It's easy to flail in the realm of possibility rather than face the realities in front of us. Waiting upon the Lord is no easy virtue. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, verse 13, "Enter through the narrow gate, because broad is the gate and spacious is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the gate and constricted is the road that leads to life." Although these lines are a proclamation of how we enter God's kingdom, how we choose salvation back, they're also a proclamation of how we continue to live for God's kingdom. Whatever decision we face and whatever odds that are against us, there is only one solution: following God's narrow path. He has a providential way, a primary way for us, and we are asked to follow it. When we do, we're gifted with the understanding that God is using us in the way He saw most fitting to make the most difference for others. In Genesis chapter 8, all the way through chapter 9, verse 17, we're shown how God honored Noah because of Noah's decision to follow God's plan for his and his family's lives. If we're willing to follow God's calling, He will work in the same way in our lives. He has a plan for each of us, and although the blessings may come after great trial, like far too long on a boat with smelly animals, they will come in this life or the next. What is God calling you to? What do you need to do today to respond accordingly? If you don't know yet, pray. And if you do know, continue to pray.